thing to do for Jill Howell. Do you mind looking to overwhelm her?
Sure.
Especially as I've not really said, never see her except when she's in school. Having come in, I feel to ignore some time.
Well, you did speak to her again and make a suggestion.
I did. Yes, please. She couldn't fit in with, which is fair enough.
Mm.
I think I will ask her over. Or suggest we meet or something.
Yes. By all means. By all means.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't wonder if she and Kathy might like to come, because she did say to me, "Hi's Kathy," and I said she was moving house.
She knows about Kathy's
yes.
problem.
She said, "Do you think Kathy would mind if I rang her?" And I said, "No, I'm sure she wouldn't." And at the end, when she left, I said, "Do ring Kathy if you feel like it, because I'm sure she would mind." Jill said, "Well, it would be nice to talk to someone else who's been through the same thing recently."
Mm.
My grandmother, Granny, used to have these during the war.
Did she really? I wonder where she got them from.
Oh, they were hoarded.
Were they?
She had them in a big glass jar. They were very good. Teaspoons in your hand, special occasions.
Good.
And hers were all colours.
Mm. And these usually come in bigger chunks than that.
Well, they've got that the girl over there has got soup. What kind of soup has she got?
No clue. She's got dumplings in it.
That's
one
soup.
No.
I didn't see that.
Ah. Looks as if over there, stuck on the wall, they've got a rechargeable Hoover for taking crumbs off tables. Well, as it's used in other muckier places, I tend not to use it over linen table white cloth.
Very well fed.
Well fed too. I think I should ask for the libido. Yes, I did. Phone to Clobber in Blackheath Village. And if she didn't say, the premises are now called the Age Reminiscence Centre.
Large earrings,
you
know that?
Yes.
Is that why you wear such small ones?
So clean. Oh, it was a rather naff comment, actually. I can't imagine that. Well, I can imagine other people wearing big earrings because they're super confident.
And he obviously had a... He did say it was difficult to talk in general, especially to talk about the individual. There's such a lot of analysis of things these days. There's a comment in the Radio Times somewhere I was reading today about the colours you wear.
Oh.
And how people who wear red do it in business situations, do it to assert power and to influence people. Oh. Yeah, I mean,
they're doing the women in red suits, presumably, yeah. Not men in red ties.
No, men in red ties as well.
Oh, really?
Yes. I put on red one day. I mean, I don't think I have anything red tie, but when I put on my clothes in the morning,
no, thank you. Would you like some more?
No, thank you.
Could we have the bill, please?
Yes. I'm influenced by all kinds of things. But I'm sure I'm not influenced by wishing to assert power or not.
You don't need to.
No, but I mean there are other subtle things. And that's maybe initially choosing the clothes, something like that. But when I put them on in the morning, I usually put them on to suit the weather and what's clean, what I've got tights to match.
Yes.
Which shoes are comfortable today, or clean today.
Yes.
Whether I've got painting or not.
Yes.
What I wore yesterday and the day before. And all sorts of practical things like that. It doesn't leave a lot of room for
true.
Whether it's going to influence anyone. My psyche.
£39.70, it says.
Actually, that was very good value. I enjoyed it all.
Yes.
I don't mind bills like that when it's all so nice.
No, quite. Right.
I wonder if we were to look down our wedding invitation list. Nearly 25 years ago, we could have a gathering when we're 25 of all the people who were at our wedding who are around today.
Yeah.
And there would be some people we wouldn't invite, as well as the people who are no longer here.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't invite Helen's friends, like, I don't know, I think he came, but.
Yes, the old folk. Do you still have the list?
Yes.
Well done.
Sarah's in the water.
Thank you, Sarah.
Along with a list of all the wedding presents you received and who gave them.
Oh. Historical documents, eh?
And all the cards and the telegrams.
Wonderful. Where do you keep them?
In the box on the top shelf of the window.
Most impressive.
Get them out and have a look at them. We're here at Andrew's wedding.
going to Washington?
Yes, when I spoke to Jack, I said, how's progress? I'm fixing it. And he said, well, if, I reckon if they don't fix it this weekend, it's going to be next year, early next year.
Well,
I
early
made
next
no,
year.
I made no comment.
Yeah. So there's nothing no we can comment. Say. We can't. We don't want to make them feel awkward about it. I mean, they have to plan what they can plan.
I think it'll make them feel awkward. I think they'll just do what they're going to do, and that's it.
Yes, quite. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Of course it is.
We can't consider everybody. We never make a decision.
Thank you. Right. Are you enjoying it here?
We always do when we come here, thank you. It's always very nice.
Thank you.
I wish we could come more often.
Yeah. Sometimes maybe you're missing the Chinese food.
That's right.
Yeah.
Many
thank
thanks.
You. Thank you.
Bye. I enjoyed it. Glad you did.
Chose very well. I used to be really nervous when you take a Chinese restaurant because I never knew what to choose.
Really? Yes.
Gradually, over the years, you get the hang of it. Some people get the hang of these things more quickly, but I felt all the
while. You didn't go often enough, dear. That's the answer. Right. Shall we make tracks? Lovely idea, especially a perfect pizza.
I thought
you'd
say that. Thank you. Gosh, chilly night tonight. No cloud in that sky. Yes, Pett's Wood was an in-between the wars, trendy suburban development, wasn't it?
Well, it's still
commuter land.
It's still commuter land.
unpleasant at all. I mean,
no, I'm not saying it's unpleasant. I'm saying it was trendy in those days. But there is an awful lot of sameness about it, unfortunately.
Well, especially the long road like this. Yeah. Some of the other roads have more individual houses in, don't they?
Well, they have bigger detached houses. I'm not sure how individual they actually are.
Well, even these aren't all the same.
Are they not?
They're all semi-detached, but there are two or three different styles and they're alternating.
No, not yet. It was started on Tuesday this week. They had the books for 10 days or something before they started on them.
How long do they take to do them?
Oh, well, I've had certain queries already.
So
the basics will have been done by the end of next week for certain. Assuming that they're not interrupted and sort of dragged off to something more lucrative. Bad news will have been quantified by then.
Well, if you have a bad year, presumably it means you don't pay tax.
That's right.
Which can't be a bad thing.
Sure.
Or are you paying a year in arrears?
Oh, in essence you do, but even so, it's...
As long as you're not paying in your bad year for your good year.
Oh, that happens too.
Is that likely to happen this year then? Pay for last year?
That's right.
I mean the year before, so you will have to pay tax.
Something like that, yes.
Off a bad year.
That's right, yes.
But does it offset it? I mean, can you?
What normally happens is that the following year, when you make profit, you say, but last year, I made a loss of 10,000, set that off against the profit of 10,000 I made this year, so there's nothing to pay. Losses can be carried forward. There are other more complex ways of doing it too, but that's the standard sort of way, I think.
But it's the year that you haven't, the year that it's good that you haven't yet paid for. You have to pay for it in the year that you don't make any profit.
Yes, you normally pay for it in the following year.
Yes, so that's a bit of a disadvantage.
Because we haven't yet pulled together the figures for last year.
Sure.
And I had to fork out corporation tax a few months ago for the previous good year. Got a bit shirty, about £10 or something. You reckon his wife had, didn't he? Shall we go in and surprise Snoopy?
I think she'd be very pleased.
She might buy us a drink. That's not the point.
She's enjoying herself. We let her enjoy herself. Spoil her fun. This morning, to sleep till 10 to 8, although in fact I have been awake quite a lot in between, but generally 10 to 8, and I got up because I thought, it's getting late to work, and I've got to get moving.
Was she walking in?
No, they went on the bus this morning. She got the 20 to 9 bus.
She might just about made it then, because she certainly seemed to be a bit late on the move.
Yes, but she was all right. She said she wanted her jeans, and I pressed them, and they were in black trousers.
I've been trying to get a hold of him.
Really?
To organise meat for the barbecue. The house key.
Hello, darling. Hello.
get you anything, drink or anything.
Oh, you said his bulb was gone? Certainly blowing awfully quickly. It's the second out of the six that you bought yesterday. Phillips bulbs. Television.
Well, it only looked like two that had anything cool. That's discussing that film about the lambs, whatever it's called, with Jodie Foster. The rest didn't look very interesting, but you may feel differently.
No, pretty forgettable, isn't it?
Mm. Forecasters are predicting cool, shy, unsettled and unseasonal weather in June. Temperatures are likely to be below average at the beginning of the month. Take your umbrella to Derby Day. Too much rain, some but not enough. A spokesman said we need a solid 3 months of rain to get back to normal.
Yes. It's much more likely.
Yesterday was No Tobacco Day.
Yes, I read about that. It's a very funny business, isn't it? Effects of exercise.
Pardon?
Just it is. What about obesity?
No smoking please stickers have been sent out to London cabbies, but unfortunately they will not arrive before next week. Did you see this thing about the zebra?
Sculpture.
Yes, in matches, and then he set it alight, and the multicoloured matches arranged, burned, became black and white.
Well, it was jolly clever, actually. Feel sleepy at them.
Pardon? Yes, but it would be an idea to go and sleep in bed.
Would it?
Well, you have been out in the thing all day.
Yes, yes, indeed. Excuse me, I'd have.
In the fresh air, I should say. You've been married 10 times at the time you're 37.
Extraordinary. Can't see anybody being daft enough to believe that it's going to last when they marry someone for the 10th time. What was that then?
This 800-year-old skull of a Viking was found off the northern coast of Scotland recently.
Oh.
Along with other bones and possessions, including shield, beads, comb, brooch. Last weekend it was found.
Mm-hmm.
The two people who found it are expected to receive the value of the brooch.
Right. Yes, yeah, some of the women were locked up for 15 years. Not enough of it is the conclusion there.
old soppy daft dog, that's your trouble, isn't it, darling?
There's pudding there. Sure is. A bit disgusting. Hi, pussy.
You're right, I better go out to bed. Going up then.